is not exactly most people's idea of 21st century technology, but a group of enthusiasts is looking for £5 million to build a new steam engine. Called the 5AT, it would have a top speed of 125 miles an hour, not that different from the legendary locomotives of the 1930s, and it's based on an existing design, the 5MT, an engine which was the workhorse of British Rail during the 1950s. But its designers believe that it could be commercially viable and hauling charter trains on Britain's main lines within the next few years. Dr. Alan Fozard is from the 5AT group, the company behind the new locomotive, and he's in our Stoke studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
This design doesn't sound very new.
Well, it is, and in fact it includes all the developments in technology that have occurred between the 1950s and 2000 by designers such as Porter in Argentina.
Such as? I mean, what are the new features, if you like?
Well, it's very much more efficient than the old locomotive, something like 100% more efficient. It's very much easier to maintain, and it is very much easier to operate. The economics are even much better than the older designs.
Is it clean?
Very clean, yes.
I mean, how does it get rid of the pollution, if you
will? Well, it has a very high combustion efficiency, and the emissions are better in many cases than diesel locomotives.
Is it safe?
Of course. Well, steam locomotives have been operating for, 150 years, and of course it is safe. But we will obviously have to convince the safety regulators.
How can you persuade people to back you, though? Because that's obviously what you need at the moment, isn't it? Finance.
Well, we've actually come up with a commercial plan for this, a business plan, and the economics indicated that it can make a reasonably attractive commercial return for its operators and owners.
Have you had any interest so far? Have people said, yes, we'd consider backing you?
There's a lot of interest in it, but we are obviously at the early stages. But we have got funding for the initial development work.
Of course, even if you do get funding and you build this locomotive, it still has to be allowed onto the rail network. Could that not prove a problem? Because, as I understand it, steam locomotives are finding it increasingly difficult to get onto the rail network.
Well, they are operating on the rail network, but this, of course, will have to be discussed in great detail with the safety regulators, the rail safety people and the other rail industry organisations.
Dr. Alan Fozard from the 5A2 group, thanks for that. He's trying to raise money to build a new steam engine, would you believe it?
That's the brave man.